Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, you did it. Thank you. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is D'Angelo, a legend who passed away today, sadly. Yeah. It was shocking. I didn't know he was sick. He was battling pancreatic cancer. So 51 years old, D'Angelo passes away, who was an R&B legend, who enormous influence over a lot of what you hear today. And if you're Ike and my age, it was when we were in college.
90s.
Yeah. It was real. But he was he is amongst the greats of all time.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about smooth, soulful voice.
Yep.
Almost sang effortlessly. Did a lot of writing. Yep. So you got a lot of things out there that you don't even know that he was a part of. The great thing about him, he was such a natural artist. You know, he believed in the live music and,
yeah.
You know, to hear him live, it's pretty cool. So, yeah, 51, man. I'm 51. So, man, that type of stuff hits home.
Absolutely.
It's home with you.
We were joking before, there was one famous D'Angelo video for Untitled, for How Does It Feel, mm-hmm. where it was just D'Angelo without a shirt on, completely ripped, just showing how much better he looked than you.
Yeah. And I wonder how many times Renee's seen that video.
probably a bunch of times. So rest in peace, D'Angelo, one of the great ones. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go, Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you refer to Jim Belushi as James or Jim? 93.1 at Jim. So that is another earlier in the show reference. So it's Tuesday between 3 and 4, so Tuesdays with Elliot going on. We do have a big Elliot Shore Parks related announcement right before I tell him something that he was wrong about. Mm. It is perfectly right in the middle there. Elliot, would you like... So I will announce it and you say what it will encompass. How
Sounds
about
good.
That? So does this start this week?
Tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow. Go Birds Evenings, Wednesdays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
As if I wasn't on the station enough.
More Elliot.
Now you get me for two full hours.
Everybody
every
was
Wednesday.
Demanding more Elliot.
Yes.
There were picket signs
exactly.
outside, more Elliot.
Exactly.
So what's the deal with the show? Are you going to have co-hosts? How's it going to work?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm super, super excited. Obviously, I love being on the station all day with you guys. This show, I feel like, is my home, but I've never really had like my own show that I get to like think about different things and all that. So every Wednesday, 6 to 8, Go Birds Evenings. And I want it to be the best I can, like an extension of what it feels like to be in the locker room. So each week, I'm going to have a different guest, different beat writers that cover the team. Tomorrow, we have Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice. Obviously, had the story about Saquon, AJ, and Jalen meeting in the parking lot. So very excited for that. I'm just really excited to really, you know, talk Eagles. I know it's what I do now, but to get to do it from 6 to 8, be in the big boy chair, and have on, you know, my friends and guests and stuff.
Now, speaking of big boy, I would be careful tomorrow with the picture, as Jimmy Kemsky is very tall.
I know.
And you are, you might want to
So I've been debating,
wear your
I'm
heels.
A stand guy. Well, my boots are the closest I have to my heels. Jimmy seems like a sit down guy. I feel like if he sits and I stand.
It'll look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm very excited. So well,
congratulations,
thank
Elliot.
You.
Everyone wants more. Everyone
more
wants
Elliot.
More
yes.
Elliot.
Well, you guys can listen on your ride home.
And we can.
You can yell at the radio. You can't even, you know.
Yep. Can't wait.
Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, Go Birds Evenings, starting tomorrow. So I mentioned, I had some information about something. You said you're hardly ever wrong.
And yeah, hardly ever.
One of our bigger arguments on the air when I became most animated was about the traffic around the sports complex.
Okay.
It's worse!
Yeah.
That was me.
That was classic.
Headline in the Philly Inquirer today. Traffic at the South Philly stadiums can be a mess. This business group has a plan to improve it. How many of you have attended a sporting or concert event at our stadium complex and said to yourself on the way out, there's got to be a better way to get out of this parking lot? That is the question Christopher Franklin, the new board chair of the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Philadelphia, asked a crowd of business leaders on Friday. The crowd laughed knowingly at the universally frustrating process. The chamber is focused on a short-term plan to improve the traffic in the area that includes computerized traffic signals, improved signage, upgraded ramps, and, quote, better training for traffic personnel to support the Philadelphia Police Department.
Yeah, I'm glad we're finally tackling the new issue of traffic.
The new...
Like, yes, there is traffic when you have 60,000 people down there.
But
there's traffic.
Worse.
When there's...
But it's worse.
Maybe. It might be. But it,
no,
but
that was the debate.
But it's always been a problem debate. Was my point. Is people talk about it as if it's like, oh my God, there's two events. There's traffic. Like,
because
yeah,
it's
man,
worse.
There's traffic.
Because it's worse.
It might be worse.
It is
it might
worse.
Be. It might
is
be.
Worse.
I, but like,
you know, one of the things that's contributing to it probably?
What?
There are more people definitely now, I believe, that come down for Eagles games. And they don't even go to the Eagles games.
Just tailgate.
Agreed.
They just come down to tailgate.
Yeah.
I come out of there. At halftime, you know, I'm normally leaving, and the parking lot is full of people. I mean, just
did
out
they,
there.
Well, with what tickets cost, too.
Well, like, I mean, just out there grilling, hanging out, and everything else. I'm like, so you get people to come down just to tailgate and to hang out, especially if it's a good weather day.
I mentioned when I went to Metallica, a friend of mine came down from North Jersey for it. Between when he got to the area and when he got into the concert was nearly 2 hours.
Wow. Traffic, man. Let me tell you.
Look.
Let me tell you.
Even for a concert.
Event?
Well, it was at the link. But yeah.
I'd be curious to hear how many people 5 years ago breezed into an event. But
well,
yes.
Oh, no, it's more traffic.
It is worse.
It's worse.
It is worse.
It is funny because after we got in this debate was the Eagles open practice. Was that Sunday?
Yeah.
And it took me the longest it's ever taken me to get there. Like, it hasn't been as bad since. But
that,
yeah.
That was the world telling
me.
I
hope they fix it.
Edge for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith retires. We've heard a few different things floated out there. One, the idea of calling Brandon Graham. The morning show asked Nick Sirianni this morning. He avoided the question. Vic Fangio avoided the question today
yes.
as well. We've mentioned a trade for Trey Hendrickson potentially. You were tweeting about Jahad Campbell at Edge. So what?
It always comes back around.
They're going to have to do something. What do you think they're going to do?
Well, they're going to make a trade for somebody. Like, they are going to trade for an edge. It's just a matter of who. Two names I would keep an eye on that they have interest in, Jermaine Johnson of the Jets. And then this guy's name I can't pronounce. Arnold.
Oh, I tried this in the show meeting.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try.
Well, you got to say his name.
Arnold Abiketai?
That sounds about right. From the Falcons.
From the Falcons,
yeah.
He had 6 sacks 2 years in a row. They added some edges this year. I'd keep an eye on him as well. So those are two names I would keep an eye on from a trade perspective. But they are going to add somebody. Like, they have these picks. They're desperate for somebody. They know their edges aren't good enough. So really, it's just a matter of when, in my opinion, not if.
Do you think the Brandon Graham thing is reality or no?
I think, yes. I think there's a chance, like a good chance he'll be back.
Wow. What about, is the Trey Hendrickson a pipe dream or
I think that's probably a pipe dream.
Okay.
I mean, the Bengals, we can all sit here and say they're not competing. They just traded for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's what Ike said yesterday. Yeah.
Now, again, I think they should sell, and I think they would be smart to trade Trey Hendrickson. But it's easy for me to say when I'm not working in that building and I'm not like going to lose my job if they lose the final 11 games of the season.
Right. Yeah, Zach Taylor is not.
Right. But, I mean, Trey Hendrickson's a free agent that's not going to re-sign there. So it does make sense to trade him. But the tough thing they're going to run into, too, is a lot of teams need edge help. And a lot of teams that they're directly competing with need edge help. The Niners, Washington, the Buccaneers, who now, if you're the Bucs, like,
you got to go for it.
You could be the one seed.
Yeah.
So I think acquiring an edge will not be easy. Jermaine Johnson, you know, I think is going to be a high price. But I mean, they're going to have to decide how much they want to reinvest in this team.
215. Oh, you got it?
No, I would be hesitant to pull the trigger on a player that's going to cost me a third round or higher. I just don't. Is that guy coming
in? So they
in
have
here?
Two threes, for what it's worth.
And we're going to need them.
Yeah.
We're going to need them. Unless you're trading for someone that I know is a clear upgrade and is going to come in here and it's going to make a difference. Bringing in a guy just for depth and he's a part of a rotation. Like, what does that ultimately do? Like, what does that ultimately do? And I don't want to give up high draft picks for somebody who's not going to really have an impact.
Well, I think if you're trading a three at the deadline is a pretty high level asset.
Yeah.
So if you're trading a three for someone, I think the hope is, I don't know about starting, but he's someone that's coming in and playing 50-60% of the snaps at the edge.
Za'Darius Smith started. Now I know Nolan Smith got injured, but who the hell are we not putting somebody in? Like who we got a problem putting somebody in for?
I mean, pick and choose.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
Patrick Johnson is playing.
Why should he be starting?
Patrick Johnson's playing right now, I would guess. Now, he's the only one that has a sack, for what it's worth. But Aziz Ojulari was a healthy scratch. I'm guessing they wouldn't have too much trouble making him a healthy scratch again. Mm-hmm. Josh Uche, I think, is better suited as your fourth guy, not your second guy. And, you know, Nolan Smith, who knows what he's going to be the rest of the year? He's now missed, this tricep he's dealing with has been almost a year by the time he'll be back on the field. He injured it in the Super Bowl. He'll come back in November. So, you know, 9 months or whatever. And he's going to miss. Yeah. And he's, I feel like. That
no, matters. No, no. Yeah. No, no. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's
speaking
close.
Of BG, didn't he re-tear his
He did. Tricep? He did.
The BG thing to me, it'd be fun to see him back. And I think Brandon has earned the right to do what he wants. But, like, I would not think that's a good move because he's retired. He hasn't played. He didn't have a training camp. And he had his perfect ending. Bringing him in to me feels like a move where they're trying to fix too many problems with one guy that I don't think it's fair to ask him to fix. If BG comes in, he's going to be expected to be an impact player. Everyone's going to be excited for him. And maybe he will be. He played really well last year. But it's not fair to expect him to do. I also think bringing in Brandon, if they were to do it, would have an element of let's get him back in the locker room, right? Like Za'Darius Smith had Brandon Graham's locker, so that's empty now. Like his locker is open, and
conveniently
expecting, who knows if this is why they would do it, but like expecting Brandon to come in and be a major personality on the team, I think is also not a good sign for where this thing is at. So it would be fun if Brandon came back. I'm never going to tell someone to turn down like $1 million or whatever it would be. But Brandon seems in a good place. I would not be a fan of the move.
I would.
They need a difference maker on the field. He's not, God bless him.
But, I agree. I don't even care. I don't even care if he plays. Sign him to the practice squad.
Well, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, if you just want him in the building.
Yeah.
But like, can't you make
exactly
him like an ambassador to whatever? Like,
nope, put on a uniform.
The chief vibes officer.
Yeah. Get him out to practice. Get him
Are
out
you Dennis Haslam, baby?
Or whatever that guy on the Phillies name
I'm
is.
I'm not even,
Garrett Stubbs.
No. So you guys are expecting production. I'm not even expecting anything.
He actually might be more needed in the locker room than on the field.
Exactly.
How about this? They sign him. He calls up. He says AJ and Jalen aren't friends anymore. We get a week of chaos. They're friends again. Then we win the Super Bowl.
It can be the Brandon Graham show for a week again. He'll come back.
You have 10 minutes. The whole show.
Bring BG back. Let's go.
215-592-9490. For get to one other trade thing.
We need somebody to brighten all of our moods up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, certainly.
Yeah.
Nobody on this team brightens our moods
up. Certain players on that team.
Yeah, that'll last for 3 days. Jack, go ahead.
Yeah. And I got one quick thing to address with Elliot.
Oh wow.
God. Thank you.
All right.
It's not Phillies related. Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek, a game day party at your house hosted by me, two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. Plus, don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Bird's game day. Stop by Fran's Pub in New Hope for the $10 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special with their homemade soups and salads. Or visit the Ram in Percocet for their $10 special with their famous Ram Burger and Ram Cheesesteak. That's Fran's Pub in New Hope and the Ram in Percocet, the place to be for every Bird's game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WYP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly. So, Elliot, you know, one of the worst mistakes I've done in my life is turn on your Twitter notifications, and it was late a couple nights ago, and just one of the most shameless retweets I've ever seen from you was when you retweeted a Devin White highlight on the Raiders.
Yep.
Give it up. Give up the Devin White thing.
He had an interception and a sack, if I'm not mistaken.
I know, but who cares?
This is a team that could use some help in the turnover department, certainly in the sack department.
They have plenty
of
linebackers.
They have Jahad Campbell and Zach Bond. And
Jahad's going to be a great edge for them.
Maybe Kobe Dean can play linebacker.
Bryce Huff has how many sacks with the Niners? Is it
I think
four?
He has four.
That's a
four.
Better one.
Josh Sweat, I think, has three or four.
Yeah.
Even Milton Williams, I think, has two.
Yeah. Well, the Bryce Huff and Devin White one to me are more similar in the way that they never got a fair chance to play.
All right. 215-592-9494.
And the guy that played in front of him turned out to be a top five defensive player of the year candidate.
Zach Bond was great.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what up, fellas? Listen.
What up, Chuck?
You know, my day started really well when I heard that my favorite mascot was coming back, hip-hop.
Okay.
You know, and I'm going down to the Allen Iverson thing tonight. Thanks to y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're going to the book event at the TLA. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah. Me and the wife going to step out tonight, you know, get somebody to watch kids, and we're going to, you know, have a good time tonight down there. But I thank you. And, you know, shout out to D'Angelo, one of my favorite artists. I like D'Angelo. He was pretty good, man. I didn't know he was sick, man. Time is short. Life is too short.
It sure is.
You know, so it's a shame. But, yeah, let me say this, right? You know, I think we overthinking this whole defensive thing. You know, and I got something to say on Jalen real quick, but I just think we're overthinking this defensive thing. You know, my humble opinion, I think we're missing a healthy Jalen Carter. He has not been healthy all year long. And I think that if it was up to me, I wouldn't bring him back or Landon Dickerson back until after the bye week. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? And you know, Jahad Campbell, Vic Fangio's a smart-up guy, whereas, though, he got Kobe Dean back. You know, he was playing out of his mind before he got hurt. Put him back in his spot and have Jahad Campbell be like a Joker-type dude, man. We could play all over the field, man. You know what I mean? He's athletic enough to be able to rush the quarterback. And I've seen him on a couple blitzes. He'd get back there. So I wouldn't mind seeing him at edge. But now he don't have to play edge, you know, exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
He could still play linebacker, you know. But, you know, our defensive coordinator is a smart enough defensive coordinator where he can have both of those guys on the field and contribute. Now, as far as, you know, Jalen go, for the life of me, right, now, listen, I want to say this. I'm not against Jalen. You know, I mean, Jalen is still – I still support the guy. He won me a Super Bowl. I still support the guy. I just don't know if he's allergic to being great, you know, to having great stats. I need him to be selfish, man. You know, let's say it, man. Lee, we say it. Let's just be selfish. You know, he's.
You need Jalen to be selfish?
Yeah. I need him to be a little bit more selfish. And I mean in a way of, I want to get my numbers now. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with throwing 350 yards, four touchdowns, three touchdowns, man. You know, because if he does that, everybody's happy. And I've seen him do it before. It's not like he can't do it. We've seen him do it on several occasions.
Dude, I saw Willie Burton score 50 points. I saw Dana Barrows score 50 points. It doesn't mean they could do it every game.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They didn't do it as consistently as Jalen did in big
games. I saw Edmundo Sosa hit three home runs in one game. I mean,
I saw Bryce Harper get a big hit in the playoffs.
But this guy has done it in the biggest times. He's done it in the playoffs. He's done it. We've seen him do it in two Super Bowls. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes. Okay? We've seen him do it, you know, against Josh Allen and against Buffalo. We've seen him do it this year in the second half against L.A. Put the cape on, and he start passing the ball over the yard.
It's a good point,
a
actually.
He has a plethora of players, man.
It's not.
What I'm trying to say, Spike, is
not.
This, right?
I think it is.
What I'm trying to say is this, right? When he looks in the mirror, when you look in the mirror, Jalen, do you see a guy that throws 120 yards, tush pushes a touchdown in the end zone, and underhands a shovel pass to the tight end? You know what I mean? Or do you see a guy that's like your mentor? You know, you're around Michael Jordan every off season now. You have him at your phone number. You know, Michael Jordan wanted to rip your heart out. You were content with just winning and that be that. You know, we know winning is the main thing. I get all that garbage we like to spit around, but we ain't been winning lately. We lost two straight. So now it's time for Jalen to start looking for his numbers. And how you start looking for your numbers is start utilizing these guys around you. And if you do that, it changes everything. It changes the morale in the locker room. It changes A.J. Brown's attitude. It changes Devontae Smith's attitude. Saquon, he all of a sudden he gets open, you know, running lanes now because now the passing game is becoming an issue for the opposing defenses. Jalen Hurts has the key to all of this. And all I'm saying is just when you look in the mirror, do you see greatness? I mean, for God's sake, I don't even know who Josh Allen's throwing the ball to. You know what I mean? Yesterday, I don't know who he was throwing the ball to. Baker Mayfield, injuries in and out of the lineup. And guys, he's still completing
passes. Well, Josh Allen was throwing the ball to the same guys he went to the NFC Championship game with.
Yeah, but, like, who was his – if he had this – I'm just saying. I mean, you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, Goddard, and Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you got these plethora of weapons around you, and I don't even know, you know, if you want to be great. I mean, he's too content. I'm just saying that Jalen Hurts gives me too content. We've gotten real content with being happy with winning games 17-3, 20-17, things of that nature, then break out in the playoffs. I think those days are over, man. His defense is banged up, and they might not come along to the end of the year. We need this offense to be better.
So I agree with a lot of what Chuck's saying, but I would just say to counter, like in terms of making the most of what he's had, they did just win the Super Bowl, and he hadn't lost a game in a calendar year. So I think your point is fair, Chuck, that he has not been, you know, like the 350-yard, four-touchdown guy, but he's gotten pretty much the most you can get out of this roster. It might not be.
Well, Elliot.
But it's true. It's true.
I typically agree with you, ESP, but listen, let me say this to you, right?
Why?
Have this offense, this passing offense, really been good the last 3 years?
No, not really. It's not been great for sure.
Okay, did we not have a number one defense last year? Did we not have a number one running game?
Yes.
Did we not have a number one, probably one of the best offensive lines to ever live?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so let's not act like those didn't play a factor.
They did, you know, absolutely. But the point I'm making is you're saying that with all the talent around him, like, look at all this talent, he should be getting a lot out of it. He is.
Yeah, look at how he coached up the defense last year, Chuck.
I mean, 120.
Well, no one's going to want to agree with me on this, but the fact Jalen took care of the ball last year did put the defense in a ton of advantageous spots. It did.
What you would expect out of a backup quarterback.
I don't think that's true.
Of course it is. Not turning the ball over?
Did Michael Jordan play the game and not turn the ball over? Let me ask you,
no, of course not. But
that's what LeBron does.
But okay, Jalen, I just think the vibe here right now is that Jalen has not accomplished. Like, Jalen did win the Super Bowl. They're not a 9-7 roster the last year with him.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
The Eagles won that Super Bowl.
Well, Eagles did, but Jalen as the quarterback is the one that has. Yes. Like Jalen won the Super Bowl.
Just like
the reason I think Jalen is they lost the last two games, right? Like Jalen as the quarterback carries the wins and the losses.
Actually, I think coach has lost us the game Sunday, last Sunday against Denver. You run the ball one time in the second half. That's on the coach.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't really in running situations.
They took the ball out of Taylor's hands last year, man. Let's be for real. They took the ball out of his hands last year. Now, this year, he has more.
I agree with you on that.
To pass the football. So the numbers should look better.
But the numbers have not been bad.
All right. Chuck.
The numbers look terrible.
Chuck.
Give me a bald head guy.
Yeah, give us your favorite bald head guy.
Myself.
I was about to say. Yeah.
The mistake that some people make in every sport is when you see a player do something once or twice, it means they could do it all the time.
Yeah.
The difference between the players that can do it occasionally and the players that can do it all the time, that's the difference between the level of player.
Yep.
I agree with that.
I've seen a lot of players come in here and have
one time games. A couple Bryce of great Brown, games. Bryce Brown had two good rushing games.
Yeah, like 700 yards.
Travis Fulgham. Whatever happened to Travis Fulgham?
But what you're talking about is different than what Jalen's done.
No.
Jalen has been to two Super Bowls.
Yes, he is a good player. But to expect him to do what Chuck wants him to do and for the thing that you thought he could do, I hope the same thing. After the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, that we were going to come in and see that version of Jalen. But like, maybe it's just not good enough. I don't know what to say.
Here's my advice before you get out of here.
Yeah,
because it's not just to you, E. It's to everybody.
Yeah.
It's to all of us out here who are Jalen fans. And now I don't even know if you still are on this side.
I am.
You didn't say that. With real
that was
confidence.
So confident. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, no, I mean, he's not playing well.
Clipper Justin.
We understand he's not playing well. That's not what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying for all of us who are pro Jalen fans. As we all should be, but evidently we aren't.
We all are. Maybe not Chad.
We have to get over off-season arguments, right? Well, everything we argued about all off-season, I'm sorry, he didn't do his part. We did our part.
So far.
Listen, but we got to be comfortable with that. We did our part defending him all off-season and ranking him high, and anybody who said something, everybody was at their neck. Right? We did that. Now, there's new evidence. We can't just go off of what he did last year and in the postseason. There's new evidence. So what are we going to do? Spend all of our time arguing about what he did in the past versus what he's doing now? So we have to, and I'm not saying this for you. I'm saying we have to be honest with ourselves as far as where he's at right now and know that it needs to be better. Doesn't diminish what he's done in the past. It don't take his Super Bowl MVP away from him. You can't take the things he's already accomplished away from him. But the team is in a tough spot right now, and he can help out by playing better.
I 100%
agree with that. Like we all
100%.
Agree with that. Yeah.
I guess where I'm at, I won't speak for all Jalen people,
okay.
But where I'm at is I think he has it in him to be the guy that puts the cape on. I do, right? Now, he has not that was my exact advice to him. And there have been, to what Chuck said, moments this year, the Rams game in the second half.
Yeah,
like there have been moments,
but there have also been the opposite.
Yes, there have been really bad moments.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's the number one reason the team is struggling. Number one. So whatever that's fair. That's fine.
I think the offensive line is the number one reason the team is struggling, and that's why Saquon doesn't look like Saquon.
I think the offensive line is number two. So I'm with you on the offensive line, for sure.
All right.
I have him number one.
All right. Go.
Just like on my Philly list.
The Go Birds podcast. You can get wherever you get your podcast.
I'm matured.
Well, look.
Well, look, if you want to call in tomorrow night from 6 to 8, we can keep it going. 2155. Yeah.
Hate both of you guys. I love you. Him, I hate.
Yeah,
you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts and premiering tomorrow night, Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Go Birds Evenings with Elliot Shore Parks.
Yes.
Special guest host, guest co-host tomorrow will be Jimmy Kimski.
Special guest. Yeah. Just like that sounds
guest.
Better. Special yeah. guest. It's
special
like a guest.
Now like, hold on now. You're
yeah.
Like,
yeah. There's only one host
in.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Jordan Mailata joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.